Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury, and in this ASI cast, Tom Webster, Vice President of Edison Research, talks with Richard Marks about the trends in the US audio market, drawing upon Edison's Share of Ear study. The study tracks how much time consumers spend with various forms of audio, and has been revealing sizable demographic differences in behaviour, with streaming services significantly higher with the young. To what extent are these streaming services like Pandora and Spotify acting as disruptors to the radio and audio industry, in much the same way as Netflix does to the TV and video industry? Tom also touches on a number of trends around podcasts, a theme he'll be developing at the International Radio and Audio Conference in Budapest next week.
Okay, well, thanks for taking time out, Tom, to speak to us from the US in advance of the conference in Budapest. We're going to talk about podcasting and audio more generally, but it'd be useful just if you could give us a quick background for our European listeners on Edison and what you do in terms of research in the States.
Yeah, so we are really a custom market research agency, and we have a number of specialties. We've been doing research since 1994, and we really got our start in the commercial radio space. It was our primary business for a number of years, but we do a lot of work now in basically the entire audio arena, podcasting, streaming, and really even audio is just a small part of what we do now. We are currently very, very busy as the sole providers of exit polling data for the U.S. election. So for your European listeners who watch any election night TV to see how things turn out in America, any of that exit polling data you see actually comes from us.
Okay, I have a whole separate podcast with you about that, but it's probably not as relevant to our listeners. And we're recording this on the day of the the day after in the US, the day after the third debate. So I think we'll be 1 week away from the election, ASI, because it's the 8th and we start on the 2nd of November. So yeah, we shall see what happens. In terms of specifically wider US audio consumption, we're going to be talking, I think, more specifically in your paper in Budapest about podcasting. But could you give us some idea of what the trends are in US audio at the moment? I mean, widening out from radio. So effectively radio in the context of the other forms of audio that are available to consumers.
Yeah, sure. So one of the research series that Edison puts out is a single source measure of all audio, both online and offline, called Share of Ear. And we basically do that quarterly with a rolling sample of about 8,000 people, 13 plus. And we track essentially by time how much audio is going to various forms of, or how much time is going to various forms of audio. And right now, commercial AM/FM radio content is holding at a little over 50, bounces between 52 and 54%. And then we have, you know, streaming media at kind of at a tie with owned music, your own music files or CDs at about 15% a piece. But there are some pretty sizable demographic differences in there. And that, you know, 15% for streaming. And by the way, let me emphasize, that's not 15% of people. That's 15% of all total audio time, which is about 4 hours a day in the U.S. But there are, again, some pretty sizable demographic differences, and you see streaming 13 to 34 be sizably higher than it is with the total population. So if it's a glimpse into the future, we are starting to see streaming and podcasting also come up as increasingly important media.
And within the streaming, is that split out by sort of subscription services and ad-funded services and things like audio files on YouTube and SoundCloud and stuff like that? Is that specific?
Yeah, well, we do track it by brand. And here in the States, about half of the space is actually one brand, and that's Pandora. So they come in at about 46% of the streaming space. Spotify has a smaller chunk, and then the rest of it is sort of a basket of iHeartMedia and some of the other streaming audio services. And a small portion is the streams. I'll set that aside for a moment, but it's basically Pandora first, Spotify second, and then kind of a whole list of things from Apple Music to iHeart Radio on down.
Mm. It's interesting. I know. I in preparation for this, I dug out the Rajar Midas survey, which is a survey that Rajar, who do the radio currents in the UK, carry out again, I think, quarterly, looking at the wider audio share in the UK. And in the UK currently, radio is running about 75% of audio, interestingly, with on-demand music services around about 6% share. Do you think that's to do with a different situation in the UK, or is it to do with perhaps the US being more established with those streaming services and the UK maybe where the US is headed? Because at the back of my mind, that strikes me that there are two big differences. One is we don't have Pandora for, I think, licensing reasons, because it's very much Spotify is the lead streaming service. But also we have the BBC, and something like 50% plus of all radio listening is ad-free. So there may not be that imperative with streaming services to effectively avoid advertising that there is in the US. I don't know. Do you think there are different markets where there are similarities there?
I think you just hit on a couple things that are very, very key. First of all, Pandora is a significant presence here. They were very much the firstest with the mostest in terms of mobile apps. And more importantly, they are, for the most part, a free ad-supported service. And that can't be understated here, because certainly that's how commercial radio has thrived for so long. Spotify happens to punch well above its weight in terms of signing people up for premium subscriptions. But, you know, the overwhelming majority of people who listen to music are used to listening to it for free. And so that's been a big part of it. And also in the UK, but also in many European markets, you have some pretty strong local players, and the BBC is certainly amongst them. So there already is this kind of, the commercial loads are much less, and there is certainly a significant amount of ad avoidance going on here. So I think all of that sort of is one big ball. It's hard to pull any one particular thread out. I do think that streaming is going to continue to grow, but you also, and again, I'll just use the UK here as an example, I have a much more significant digital audio proposition than we have here in the States.
Mm. Do you think there are parallels to be drawn between Pandora and Spotify and the impact Netflix is having on the video and TV industry in terms of a disruptor, effectively a non-linear alternative source, in this case for audio?
I completely agree with that. And I think the real disruptive thing to think about here, here in the States, where we have, again, Pandora has a significant share of the streaming market. Spotify also has a pretty significant share. We have the growing popularity of podcasts, and we have the enormous popularity of Netflix. I mean, huge percentages of Americans have signed up for paid subscriptions to Netflix, but also to Amazon Prime Video and to Hulu. And what is happening is you have a significant swath of the population here that is spending an awful lot of time with media that is not advertising supported. Mm. So it's very, it's increasingly difficult to reach them with advertising, which is why I think more and more agencies and brands here in the States are really dipping into things like advertising on streaming audio and podcasts and things like that. I mean, it's actually, for some portions of the population, it's hard to hit them with an ad. I'm in Chicago right now at a conference. I saw more advertising on the subway than I think I have heard or seen in traditional media in a day.
Do you think, I'm trying to think of the best way of putting this, but do you think Netflix, to take it as an example, there is an element to which there is a debate about, you know, Netflix grew, obviously, its origins were originally in posting video DVDs to people in the post. So they were, to a certain extent, a replacement for, you know, the Blockbuster video model. They've grown beyond that. But there's an element to which some people still do debate whether Netflix is a disruptor for TV as much as people claim, or whether it's more replacing that whole home DVD sell-through element. For streaming services, do you think they are really replacing, effectively, people who used to buy MP3s and before that used to buy CDs and are now streaming stuff, or are they more clearly a competitor with directly with radio itself, or is there more of a complementary nature? I'm not quite sure with streaming what element it's effectively the natural successor to. Is it people who used to buy music and now stream it, or people who used to listen to radio and now listen to streaming?
Well, it's a bit more complicated in terms of how all of these elements work together. It's certainly, you know, is there some cannibalization here and there, right? There's streaming is cannibalizing commercial radio, but not as much as their growth would lead one to assume. The percentage of time in our Share of Ear series that people are spending with owned music, whether it's MP3 files or, you know, files they've purchased from the iTunes music store, is declining. So we do absolutely have evidence that as a share of time, the time that we are spending with music that we have purchased somehow or obtained somehow is going down. However, that's share. What we also see is that things like streaming and podcasting are actually increasing the size of the audio pie, especially on the young end. They're spending a lot more time with audio because they're able to take some of these alternative forms of audio with them on their smartphones wherever they go. And the one thing that commercial radio has really kind of lost in this country is the image of being portable. And that is something that the streaming services and podcasting on things like that on a smartphone absolutely has that image. And so it's opened up perceived opportunities and environments for listening that heretofore did not exist.
Have you got, I'm putting on the spot, you may not have it to hand, but roughly what proportion of US radio is consumed not on radios, in other words, on connected devices as opposed to over the air? Is it significant?
Very, very little commercial radio is consumed through streaming. The overwhelming majority of it is consumed through a traditional AM/FM receiver. And in fact, the last, this might have been quarter one or quarter two Share of Ear data, we had 54% of all audio content by time was commercial radio content. But of that 54%, 52% was delivered via AM/FM receiver, and 2% was delivered via streaming. So that's how that 54 breaks into 52 and 2. So you can see it's 50 times more through. And a lot of that's the car. I mean, the car is kind of the last bastion. There's still some friction involved. I would say probably a combination of a bit more friction in the UK. And also, again, you have strong digital audio services in cars there. But nonetheless, the car still contributes quite a bit.
And for time's sake, we won't even get into the whole area of satellite radio, which of course we don't have in the UK and I think most European countries, but is another feature of the US market, I guess, to factor in. But we're going to get slightly incestuous here, because obviously we are a podcast, the ASI cast, and you're going to be speaking in Budapest specifically on the question of the trends in podcasting and effectively, I guess you could say, the resurgence of the podcast. I mean, I've been listening consistently to podcasts probably for about 10, 15 years now, but I gather that they have come back into fashion in terms of their usage and certainly being much more talked about than perhaps they were a few years ago. Without giving too much away about your speech itself, can you give us a bit of a more of a context about the latest trends in that you're picking up in podcasting? And also, I guess it'd be useful to clear up ahead of the speech in Budapest, how you define a podcast. What makes a podcast fundamentally different from just a piece of streaming audio?
That definition is an intricate and sometimes contentious one, and is actually going to be one of the features of my talk. So I'm going to hold my powder on that.
Okay.
But you used a word that I think is accurate here, which is podcasts have come back into fashion. Podcasting has been growing year over year, steadily, linearly, not with the same slope that streaming audio has, but it's never stopped growing. It did grow more year over year this past year than it ever has. But it never did stop growing. But I think the word you used was fashion. And I think what has happened is podcasting, like anything else, is truly content driven. And what we had in the U.S. is we had a couple of hits. We had a couple of podcasts that if you mentioned them at the water cooler or at the bubbler at work, the person you were talking to very likely has heard of them. And so you had that shared experience. And so people started talking more about podcasting because of things like Serial and This American Life. And as a result of that, the news media started paying more attention. And once the news media started paying more attention, advertisers and agencies started pouring more money into it. And as more money goes into it, more money gets invested in content, better content gets created. And that's really what's happened here. I mean, the biggest thing that's changed about podcasting in the last 2 years, money.
Interesting. I think it's going to be really interesting to pick up on that in Budapest. And thanks for taking the time to come across to see us in Europe. We'll be in the radio session, which is on the 3rd of November. We'll also, at some point, we haven't worked out quite where yet, we're going to be doing a live podcast from the venue itself, bandwidth permitting. So we'll keep you posted on that. But in the meantime, Tom, thanks for joining us on ASIcast, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
My pleasure. Cheers.
Cheers.